You're listening to A Prissity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 13, Dating at the Kitchen Table.
Mom, I absolutely need that poster board tomorrow,
Charlotte exclaimed. There was a knock at the door. Levi opened it.
Hey, butthead,
he chimed. There was Chris standing on the porch, like a knight in shining armor, holding the poster board. Stephanie was so relieved. She walked to the door and took the poster board from him. Thank you, she said gratefully.
Do you...
Chris stammered.
Do you want help putting kids to bed?
That's the hottest thing anyone's ever said to me, Stephanie answered. Chris laughed and walked in. What about your kids, though? Stephanie asked.
Caden doesn't have school tomorrow. They are having a slumber party at my mom's house tonight.
Stephanie didn't waste time. She handed him Matthew.
Hey, Mom, I thought you said that Chris didn't want to come over anymore,
Levi shouted.
I never said I didn't want to come over,
Chris said defensively. I didn't say that, Stephanie corrected. What I said was that he wouldn't be coming over anymore.
So why is he here then?
Charlotte asked. He changed his mind, Stephanie said with a smile.
It was never about what I wanted,
Chris clarified.
I had to ask my boss if I could come over.
Your boss has to give you permission to go to someone's house?
Emery asked.
Well, when you're their teacher, then yes,
Chris explained.
My teacher came over to our house once,
Levi announced. Yes, he did, Stephanie remembered the unpleasant visit from a few months ago. He was there to talk about Levi's behavior, but Stephanie ended up feeling like he was really there to talk about her parenting.
Mom, I'm going to ask him if he had permission,
Levi said. No, Levi, don't do that, Stephanie replied, rubbing her eyes.
Why not?
Chris answered.
Because it's different when you're in college, buddy.
Why?
Levi asked.
Yeah,
Charlotte chimed in.
Since you're both adults, shouldn't that mean that you don't need permission? Hey, did you have permission to come over last time?
Levi questioned. Okay, we're done answering questions, Stephanie announced. Now, everyone who brushes their teeth without causing any trouble can have a piece of candy. Tomorrow. The kids were really riled up, but it made a world of difference that Chris sat and read to Matthew and Caleb while Stephanie got the other kids settled down. After that, Stephanie got Matthew and Caleb and took them to bed, and Chris followed her down the hall. He stood in the doorway while Stephanie sang the bedtime songs. She wished he would join in again, but he just watched. He kept giving Stephanie looks that made her both nervous and happy at the same time. She had to stop looking over at him so she wouldn't forget the words. After the kids were settled down and quiet, Stephanie and Chris went back to the living room and sat down. Chris sat on the opposite couch from her. They only sat there feeling awkward for a moment before Trey came in.
Chris, could you maybe help me with my algebra homework?
Did your mom pay you $20 to ask me that?
Chris asked. No, Stephanie said defensively.
No,
Trey confirmed.
But I'd be okay with that.
He looked at Stephanie. No, she repeated.
Then sure.
Chris got up and walked into the kitchen with him. Oh, hey, Chris, Stephanie said, following them. Guess what Trey did?
What?
He showed the whole class how to do the problem the way you taught him.
Way to go,
Chris congratulated.
Ever thought about being a teacher?
No,
Trey said.
Good. Don't. It's a terrible idea.
Stephanie laughed. Chris sat next to Trey, resting his arms on the table. When he lifted his arm, though, his sleeve got stuck.
Ah,
Chris exclaimed. He looked very unhappy that his sleeve was now covered in something sticky. Stephanie quickly grabbed the washcloth from the sink and ran hot water over it. She squeezed it out and walked over to the table. First, she washed the table. Then she washed Trey's textbook. Lastly, she wiped off Chris's sleeve for him. He sort of growled under his breath as she did. It's just a little honey. You'll survive, she said.
Did you just call me honey?
Chris teased, loosening up a bit. Stephanie laughed and shook her head. Trey looked at her with wide eyes. Chris apparently was not satisfied with how she had cleaned his sleeve, and he went over to the sink and ran the sticky spot under running water till his sleeve was all wet. Stephanie rolled her eyes at him and handed him a towel. He sat back down, but first he rubbed his hand across the table to make sure it wasn't sticky anymore. Stephanie chuckled at Chris's aversion to getting sticky again. She happily listened to him teach Trey as she loaded the working dishwasher and then turned it on. After that, she sat down at the table, kitty-corner from Chris. He smiled at her. He seemed way more relaxed than she had ever seen him. She sat and watched as he and Trey finished.
"Cool, now I can show the class,"
Trey cheered. Chris laughed.
"I'm going to get on your teacher's bad side if I keep reteaching you differently than him."
"I don't care, he's stupid,"
Trey replied.
"Hey, I'm sure he's not,"
Chris scolded.
"Be nice."
"Whatever."
Trey rolled his eyes. He left and went downstairs. Stephanie and Chris sat awkwardly in silence for a while. Chris finally spoke.
"Sorry, I don't really know how to do this."
"Do what?" Stephanie asked.
Date again, I guess. Does this count as dating?"
"Is that what we're calling sitting at the kitchen table these days?" Stephanie asked.
"I think we're a special case. We'd better count it. Otherwise, we won't get any dating in."
"Okay, it's a deal. In that case, do you want some ice cream?"
"Sure."
Stephanie went to the freezer and pulled out the cookies and cream. She dished up two bowls and gave Chris the bigger portion. Then they sat at the table in awkward silence, eating ice cream. "So, what are you doing for Easter?" Stephanie finally asked.
"Well, my mom is going to my sister's house and cooking them dinner. Paige said we can't come because the baby is too small for young visitors."
"How do you like that? First time mom?" Stephanie asked.
"Yeah, she's the baby. She was a surprise. Anyway, I guess that means we are staying at Jody's. I assume she'll probably put together a dinner or egg hunt or something. She doesn't really tell me anything, but then she gets mad if we're not there. So yeah, it's going to be so fun,"
he said with exaggerated sarcasm. His forehead wrinkled and he looked down at his ice cream. "You should come with us," Stephanie suggested. Chris looked up at her. "We're going to my parents for the weekend. We're going to the zoo on Saturday with my sister and her kids. And on Sunday, my parents are having a party with all my family."
Chris just continued to look at her, so she went on.
"I can see you're having a hard time deciding," Stephanie smiled.
"You don't have to manipulate me,"
Chris said defensively.
"I actually want to be with you. I was just trying to think through the logistics."
Stephanie was embarrassed. "I'm sorry I'm so manipulative," she frowned.
"Don't be sorry. It's good for me,"
he laughed.
"I just want you to know I wasn't hesitant because I don't want to be with you. That's never been one of my reservations."
Stephanie blushed at the flattering comment. It was refreshing how open Chris was being. "So what are your reservations?" she asked. He didn't answer for a moment.
"There are a few, but specifically for this trip, are you staying the night? Should I get a hotel for me and my kids? I assume we probably would take two cars. Is your family going to be okay with you bringing a strange guy and his kids along, or are we going to have to deal with all the comments of, 'Oh, it's so soon. How do you get over someone that fast?'"
Chris's forehead wrinkled again and he looked back down. "My family's not going to say that. Well, except for maybe my brother-in-law. He's a dork. It's okay. You can just punch him if he says that. I bet you could take him." Chris laughed.
"Don't bet on me. I can't take anyone."
"Okay, then. New plan. Don't deck my brother-in-law, because he would definitely hit you back."
"Deal,"
Chris chuckled. After a moment, Stephanie sighed. "Honestly, it doesn't matter what people say. No, we're not over them that fast. I won't ever be over Jason, but that doesn't mean we have to be alone, living with an emotionally abusive mother-in-law, raising our kids as single parents." Stephanie became aware of the fact that she had gone from talking about dating to implying marriage at the drop of a hat, and she blushed. Chris gave her the weird look again. It was half a smile, but his eyes were deep pools, pulling her in. Stephanie shut her eyes to break the spell. When she opened them, Chris had looked away. "You don't have to get a hotel," she changed the subject. "My parents have tons of room. I can stay upstairs and you can stay in the basement."
"They won't think that's weird?"
Chris asked. "No, they won't care. They always have random people staying with them. We would have to take two cars, unless..."
"What? I don't think your van is a 10-seater.
Chris said. "Oh, I totally forgot," Stephanie thought out loud.
"What?"
"After Jason's car crash, the auto insurance replaced his work van. I requested a passenger van instead of a cargo style. The thing is, They took payments out of their employees' paychecks to pay for the vehicles, and after they worked for them for 10 years, they would own their own van. Honestly, it was pretty dishonest because most people didn't work there that long, but had to make payments on the company vehicle anyway. But Jason had worked long enough that the van was his. It was part of his contract. When they replaced it after the accident, his boss said it was ours, but that their new driver was going to drive it until they got another one. I was like, whatever, not like I wanted to drive a 15-passenger van around. I know I could have sold it, but his boss has been so good to us that I didn't have the heart to tell him I was just taking the van, even though they still needed it.
Those big vans are like $35,000. I can't believe you just forgot you owned a van,
Chris said. Yeah, my brain's been all over the place the last several months. I think I just had too many other things to think about, Stephanie explained. Then she muttered, might be time to cash it in. Chris blinked at her and then he burst out laughing. What? Stephanie asked.
You just happen to own a 15-seater van. You own your own house that happens to have unfinished space in the basement.
What are you implying? Stephanie teased.
You know what I'm implying. You implied it first,
Chris responded. True, I did, Stephanie agreed.
Did you mean it?
Chris asked. Mean what?
You're going to make me spell it out, aren't you?
Stephanie nodded.
Stephanie?
Chris said in a teasing voice.
Do you think we should?
Stephanie suddenly felt nervous and cut him off. Are you proposing? She joshed, trying to lighten the mood.
No.
Chris smiled. This is ridiculous, Stephanie thought out loud. Chris looked at her. I mean, this is our first date.
Unless you count the aquarium,
he suggested. I thought you said that didn't count.
No, I didn't say it didn't count. I just said usually you don't bring a friend along on a date.
Well, and if we're counting kitchen table dates, then there are like, what, 4 or 5 others? There was an awkward silence again. Then Stephanie spoke. How about an easier question? She started. Chris looked at her anticipatingly. Christopher Harris Taylor? She paused for effect. Want to go with us to my parents' house for Easter? He laughed.
Yeah. That sounds way better than the alternative.
He quickly added.
I mean, better than staying at Jody's house for Easter. Not better than getting married.
Stephanie chuckled that she had gotten him to say the M word after all, and Chris blushed. He put his hand on hers. Suddenly, Stephanie felt uncomfortable. She didn't expect to feel that way, and she pulled her hand away.
Sorry.
Chris folded his arms. Stephanie shook her head. She stood up. I bet you're really tight again. She stood behind Chris and started rubbing his back. She didn't feel uncomfortable giving him a massage. She was the one in control, and she was used to giving massages, so it didn't necessarily feel romantic to her. At least that's how it started. Chris laid his head down on the table again, but after a while he sat up suddenly.
I should go.
Stephanie didn't try and stop him this time. Instead, she sat down on the bench as he left in a hurry. She didn't even walk him to the door. After he left, she put her head down in her arms. She was now remembering how miserable dating could be.